Good morning, Jax. His grandfather woke him with a kiss. Good morning, Pop Pop, Jax said, leaping out of his bed. What are we going to do today? I think we'll do some of the things that I did as a boy, Pop Pop said. Like what? Jax asked. Pop Pop smiled and said, nothing special.
Desiree Cooper calls her first children's book an intergenerational buddy story between a boy and his great-grandfather. Six-year-old Jax endures a long car ride from his home in Detroit to spend a glorious week with his grandparents in coastal Virginia. Back home, fun was playing with his toys and going to the movies. But Jax soon discovers that the things Pop-Pop considers nothing special, like counting fireflies, shucking corn, and crabbing, are nothing short of an adventure. But there's a deeper historical connection, one Desiree Cooper calls reverse great migration.
Our families have been torn apart over and over in our history in the United States. You know, first through the slave trade, then through slavery itself, Reconstruction, there was a big scattering of our families. And then the Great Migration was one that we had a little bit more agency with. We had a choice, but the choice was to stay alive by leaving. And so we have to really understand why these things take on so much more meaning for us than it might be for other populations of Americans.
Jax and his grandpa's adventures come to life through amazing illustrations created by fabrication artist Beck Sloan.
She literally handmade everything that's in the book. So the characters look, just for lack of a better word, kind of like puppets. And they are in settings that are clearly made of different kinds of textiles. The characters all have a metal ligature, like a skeleton, so that they are posable in all kinds of directions, not just at the joints. And every detail is done by this artist and then photographed. So when you see water, when you see sky, when you see stars, these are all fashioned by the artist.
So how does a Pulitzer Prize nominated journalist end up writing a children's book?
Journalism in general taught me how to write tightly and short. And I think that for someone that may have been coming out of writing a longer form, it might have been a lot harder to transition to a children's book. But I was used to writing a column. It's around 700, 750 words. I start to wind down, and I find myself doing this all the time, even in my creative work, because that's how my brain was trained. And that's about the length of a children's picture book. So my biggest chore in doing the picture book wasn't the length, but just choosing the scenes and, of course, making sure my language was lyrical enough to be read out loud to children. It was kind of a nice fit. It wasn't that difficult of a transition.
Nothing Special isn't even 2 months old, and Desiree Cooper is already receiving accolades for the book with a starred review on Booklist. And she's pretty sure this won't be her last.
Can we go to the movies now? He asked when they got home. Instead of answering, Pop-Pop went into the house and came out with a newspaper, two sticks, tape, and old string. What are you doing? Jax asked. Pop-Pop tied the sticks into a cross. Help me tape the newspaper to the sticks, he said. When they finished, Pop-Pop held it up. It's a kite, Jax exclaimed. At the park, Jax ran while the kite danced in the sky. He thought their kite wouldn't fly as high as the other kite that came from the store. But it did!
For another view, I'm Lisa Godley.